720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and excited to get on the line as we head towards the big game, as we head towards Valentine's Day. A lot of things to love and a lot of it happening at the ever-growing roster of Lazy Dog restaurants that are here in the Chicagoland area. Started in California, but here a great footprint and a guy leading the way is the regional operations director. It's Casey Salagay. Casey, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you so much, Dan, and thanks for having me.
Well, we are having you, not just you on the show, and of course, listeners are going to enjoy that, hear about all the things they can do, but we are having Lazy Dog here at WGN Radio. You guys, your staff, dropping off some great selections as maybe just inspiration, not only some great food for our hosts and the team here, but also some inspiration for things that people can get for the big game.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to bring by some of our wings. So we have a wing bundle option for the big game. But, you know, it's very versatile. It's one of those things you could use for a lot of different reasons. I love to take this, for example, to poker night. But we're bringing you wings. We do it boneless. We do it bone-in. A bunch of different flavors. And, of course, we make them all from scratch. And then, of course, our dressings are fantastic. I think we have the best ranch, blue cheese, and Nashville hot in the business. So we're looking forward to bringing those by and letting you and the gang try them all.
Yeah, the wing thing is something that a lot of people do. Some people do very well. What I really love about Lazy Dog is that the food, you know, the concept is very fun. Dog is in there. We'll talk a little bit about that. The beer club, the restaurants themselves, they are fun inside. There's art and everything. But as far as the flavors, there is always some real intentional creativity in the way that you guys put things together. And when it comes to wings, what was the thought process?
You know, I think that most people have sort of the same three or four different kind of wing sauces. And what we did is we put our own spin on all of those. And so rather than just a regular buffalo wing sauce, you know, we call it high altitude sauce. It's got some different flavors that really pair well with wings. And of course, they go great with our dressings that go on the side. We have a Nashville hot version of that that's just a little tick spicier. Of course, lemon pepper and many, many others. Garlic Parmesan is one of my favorites. But our wings, you know, we just wanted to be a little bit different than everybody else. And of course, it's one of those things that we make from scratch. We're not just pouring it out of a very old, you know, gallon. This is something that we're making in the kitchens every day.
Yeah, I know our host, John Williams, our midday host, is going to be enjoying that. He is a big fan of a lot of those things. One thing I got to share with the listeners, which is also a great option, whether it's game day or to take home and enjoy, is the TV dinners. And I don't know, you know, maybe our listeners, some of them maybe a little bit younger, but I don't know if TV dinners is a thing anymore, right? I guess you could eat it in front of your laptop. Maybe it's laptop dinners. Maybe it's YouTube streaming dinners. Who knows what it is, but either way, it is an opportunity to take things and go ahead and bring it home, sort of either, you know, heat it up and then enjoy it. The difference here is instead of what's out there now where you microwave something for 2 minutes, these are really restaurant quality full meal dinners, but they are in that sort of nostalgic TV format, you know, where you've got the foil and the other things. Can you talk a little bit about those? There's a bunch of different options and they are great.
Absolutely. You know, the TV dinner is sort of a product of the pandemic and something that is very nostalgic, like you said. And maybe one of the, you know, one of the kicks to an old TV dinner is you were concerned about the quality. You know, with the TV dinners we make at Lazy Dog, it's something that we make in each restaurant every day. And so you know that you're getting restaurant quality food. Obviously, our teams make them, and then you can take those home, cook them in the oven. They are fantastic. So my favorite's absolutely the fried chicken dinner, but the all-time bestseller is coming back on the menu here in a couple of weeks, and of course, that's the pot roast dinner. So there's nothing in those that we don't make from scratch, including the desserts. They are fantastic. We've got some good deals on them. So if you wanted to get some, you know, for the whole family, if you buy six, you get the sixth free. And those can be delivered, you know, using an app like DoorDash or Uber Eats, where you can pick them up in the restaurant. Absolutely fantastic.
We've talked about a bunch of things that you can get, either have delivered, you can enjoy at a radio station, you can enjoy them at home or wherever. But I think one of the great things, sort of the secret powers of Lazy Dog is the restaurant itself. Pretty consistent around when you go to them. It's got, you know, listeners will know as they drive by, sort of a, I don't know, it reminds me of some sort of like an airport control tower kind of thing on the top. And then in the inside, it's nice. It's open. It's airy. There's always a prominent bar. And then the artwork too, where you've got sort of that Western motif. Share a little bit, you know, for those people that may be familiar, why they should make that trek inside.
Oh, you know, Lazy Dog is just a fantastic place to take the family and go eat. And maybe it's more than just the family. You know, it's a great place for a date night, great place to catch up with friends and watch the game, or maybe a great place to do late night. But, you know, Lazy Dog is a very comfortable place. One of my favorite things about our restaurants is just our bar stools. They're so comfortable. You could sit in them for a long period of time as opposed to the kind of the new bar stool that's out and about in the industry. where your back starts to hurt after a few minutes of sitting in them. The R-Works, very interesting. And so, you know, we've got a good friend of ours down in Gainesville, Texas, who makes beautiful dog statues. And of course, our horse head mobile in the lobby of most of our restaurants. Just a guy who was a cattle rancher and decided he wanted to, you know, to make art. I love those. I love the open design. And then, of course, the bar area itself designed so that you can see people across, see the TVs, and then watch the action behind the bar, which is something I love to do.
It's so crazy. You think about all the different things that you can do, and you mentioned whether it's a date night or family or bring everybody there. It is Lazy Dog, and I'm a big dog lover. We've got, you know, dogs here at home. So many people do. I'm sure a ton of listeners are thinking, that's what I've got too. And whenever I would always get on the phone with Chris Sims, your guy, he would be like, Dane, we got to make sure we don't want to position it as a dog restaurant. You know, we don't want to think of it as just a restaurant for dogs, although dogs are very welcome. I don't know in the cold if you should bring them out unless they've got those little boots or whatever. But dogs have a prominent, not only in the history, but in the presence. If you go and it is spring and it is summer, you're definitely going to find some dogs at Lazy Dog.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So yeah, one thing that was really important to Chris was a place that you could go and eat and bring the whole family. And so yes, on all of our patios, your pet is welcome as long as your pet is, you know, well-behaved. What's really funny is a lot of our, you know, restaurant leaders maybe have a dog or two that maybe isn't welcome on the patio, which I always find funny. But it's great to have the dogs in. It's a difference for us too. You know, a lot of our teammates, a lot of our staff, a lot of our managers just happen to be dog lovers. And so it's really fun to go outside and see what's on the patio today.
You mentioned family. It can come in all shapes, sizes, fur, quality, all of that kind of stuff. And when it comes to Valentine's, you know, people love their dogs. You can bring a significant certain someone as well. And we wanted to have that. So if people are going to enjoy it around the Super Bowl, around the big game, they're going to go ahead and enjoy all the selections from Lazy. They're going to want to come back. And you guys typically for holidays will have special selections or at least some thought process into that. What's going on for Valentine's Day?
Oh yeah, for Valentine's Day, you know, one of the things that can happen is you might spend way more money than you wanted to. So at Lazy Dog, we've bundled up the Valentine's Day offerings. So it's dinner for two for $65. That's going to include some welcome bubbly, some champagne. You'll get to pick an appetizer, a couple of entrees, and of course a dessert. If you're getting dessert, you know, it's included in the price, but you have to have our house-made butter cake. It is absolutely the best dessert. I shouldn't say the best dessert on the menu. What I should say is my favorite dessert on the menu. All of our desserts are made from scratch, but the butter cake is absolutely my favorite.
Yeah, the desserts are great. Everything about it. I'm just, you know, I'm a big fan. So obviously we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. We'll have some pictures up of Lazy Dog at WGN Radio and in studio. Hopefully John Williams will take a picture of something before he eats it all as well. For fans who want to get more information, get in on all of this. Casey, where can they go?
You know, they could go to LDE.com or LazyDogRestaurants.com. Where I really wanted to go is right into one of our Lazy Dogs here in Chicago.
Casey Saligay, he is the Regional Operations Director for Lazy Dog Restaurants, ever growing and always great right here in the area and around the country, too. If you do travel, look them up as well. Again, we'll have links. Casey, thanks so much for what you guys are doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thank you so much, Dane. I appreciate you.